So how was England?
Toronto was sick too. First,
oh,
I went
yeah.
to Canada. That was fun.
Forgot about that.
The dogs came out, dude. You got to come up to Canada.
In Canada?
Me. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I
got
to get
we got some
there.
Fans.
Up in Canada? That's what's up, man.
And England. The dogs are in England.
There's some dogs up there?
There's some dogs across the pond,
did you
bro.
Did you find them over there?
Didn't find them. One guy, but...
That's what's up?
No. They just DM'd me. They're like, oh, shit, are you in England doing shows? Well, come out. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we got to get over there, bro.
Yeah. Canada for sure.
Yeah.
Canada for
England. I don't know, man. Anytime I go to another country, I'm just instantly like, right when I get there, I'm like, damn, America fucking rules.
Yeah, what's their setup?
This sucks.
What was their setup?
London was pretty fucking nice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really nice. The thing that sucks, though, is I don't think they have, like, a highway. Like, to get across the city, you have to take nothing but back roads. Like, small, little, shitty, narrow roads that are turns and roundabouts at every fucking, every block.
And they still use that, like, that Stone Age fucking Celsius system, so
everything's made up. Yeah. Everything's bullshit. When I got off the plane in Toronto, they were like, it's negative 14 degrees. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it was that whatever bullshit,
like 45
made
degrees.
Up temperature they use. Yeah, everything sucked. Toronto's pizza is dog shit, dude.
What is it?
They only serve, like, frozen pizzas.
That's tight.
It's like just DiGiorno's.
Just a pizza. It's like a movie theater pizza.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah, Toronto was, and you were not lying, dude. Canadians will get in your grill and tell you a story immediately.
Where they cornered you.
Some lady just fucking
close,
nailed
it. That's a nation of close talkers, dude.
She nailed me right away with it. She kept saying how she was progressive. I forget what the fuck she was talking about. It was right before my show. She was in this green room just nailing me.
That's how I'm telling you. That's how they exterminated.
I was texting you during it.
Yeah.
She was like.
That's how they exterminated the Indians. They close-talked them, and the Indians just fucking rode their horses off the fucking
straight
cliff.
Off, dude.
And another thing, man. My ex-wife, she doesn't even talk to me anymore. And the guy was like, fuck this, dude.
Yeah, dude. England was all right. English people are. They're all right.
Yeah.
I fucks with them. I like English people.
I never really fucked with them. I fucked with one English guy one time.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How'd it go with that?
He was cool. He's cool as fuck. I was in Brazil.
Oh, nice.
We chilled.
Yeah.
He was tight.
Yeah, the way they talk fucking annoys me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks they're clever. Just the way they talk. Everybody, like, speaks in, like, a... I don't know how to describe it. Like
Shakespeare stuff?
Yeah. It's like, no matter what the conversation, it has to be, like, some weird, like... It continues this way. Won't be much left to show for it, you know? Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, how about you just say this sucks?
Yeah.
Instead, there has to always be, like, a witty fucking
remark. They have, like, the rich
remark.
Turn. Yeah, like, the turn of phrases are really kind of, yeah.
But we went to, the first night we were there, we went to Chelsea versus Man U.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking sick, dude. Soccer?
Oh, how was the soccer
as
game?
Gay as soccer is on TV, live, dude, that shit rules.
I mean, I play football, but yeah, I hear you. You guys have fun?
What do you mean you play football?
I'm more of a football player.
Like what?
I hold down football over soccer like I'm in seventh grade. Remember in seventh grade and you hear people play soccer and you're like, pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. I still hold it down like that.
Well, American soccer players are fucking.
Foot fairy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a football player, dude.
Look, dude. I feel you.
Did you boo them the whole time? Like,
yeah, hold on.
Fuck this, dude.
No, they were like, apparently we were sitting in a section that, like, if they would have found out we were cheering for United, we would have gotten a fight, which would have been pretty funny. We went to a bar afterwards. And they have, like, security outside of the... But we went to a Chelsea bar after the game.
Mm-hmm.
After the match. Pardon me.
Yes,
pardon me. After the match.
On the pitch.
Head down to the pub, innit?
How was that?
The pub, I suppose. It was all right. A couple of points with the lads. But we went in there. And before we went in, they have, like, security out front to make sure no away fans come.
What?
Because I guess away fans show up and try to fight the home team. So they had, like, these bouncers out front that were like... You Chelsea boys. And we were like, no, we really don't care. He was like, so you don't support Chelsea? I was like, yeah, we support him. He's like, all right, go ahead.
Okay.
Like, he had to, he was like, okay, we can drop this facade that we're like maximum security here.
Yeah,
I was like, no, we're from America.
We're just
hanging out. Yeah.
That's funny.
But he was like, are you Chelsea boys? Trying to get us to be like, right on.
He almost ordered you by the Peaky Blinders, dude.
They all ordered by Peaky Blinders. Like, by order of the Chelsea boys, you're not allowed in to have a pint. So we got in there, just a bunch of dads.
Mm-hmm.
Just Chelsea dads, dude.
It's not as, like, hooligans as you thought?
No, well, they took an L. 2-0 at home. the Man U fans were so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, man.
We were right next to the Man U section,
mm-hmm.
and they literally section it off. Like, the whole staircase and in front of their section is all security. Like, you can't get near them because they fight.
Jesus
and these
Christ.
Dudes, the whole it's because they don't have guns, dude.
True, yeah.
England, this is, look, everybody shits on us for having guns. You can avoid all these dumb fist fights.
True.
Because the idea that, oh, yeah, maybe if we go to that pub, somebody's going to have a gun.
Someone's
we probably
shoot
shouldn't
our
do that.
Ass. Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. That's, there you go.
Yeah, a little Second Amendment.
Yeah, what is their
right
what
at
is
you.
Their black eye rate over there? How many
it's
black eyes do people get over there?
It's got to be crazy.
So is it like socially acceptable to like going to work with like a shiner on your eye and be like, going to fight at the match?
I was down at the Chelsea match, lost 2-0, didn't it? And then I suppose got in a fight. All right. Bit of a dust up down at the pub on a Tuesday.
A bartender let in the Chelsea boys. A
couple of the Chelsea boys came in and got in a fight with them. Nothing, no, but a bit of a dust up. Dude, all the bars closed at like fucking 11, too.
Why?
I was furious. I had no idea.
They're probably going to the town square to fight, dude.
I don't know what was going on. They, but yeah, it was
probably
the same
adjusted
thing.
Their Jeff caps, dude, and marched
dude.
In like to cool music.
Like, we're going down to fight United. And,
Did you slice anyone with your Jeff
several.
Cap?
I sliced O'Connor a couple times. He's like, ow. Yeah, they at the one game we went to Tottenham versus all the Germans were fired up, dude.
Really?
It was fun to watch a bunch of Germans chanting. I was like, ooh, boy.
Oh,
they get rowdy, dude.
I bet.
So it was this German team at Tottenham, and again, the section is just Germans. It's so much so that the you can't even walk through that part of the stadium.
Yeah,
like, we got in and our seats were on the other side of them. And we're like, can we please? It's just one more door. And they're like, you can't go through here. You have to walk the whole way around the stadium.
Why wouldn't
to get to
you
your
could
seats.
Have said you're a German fan. What's the problem?
You have to get tickets. You
like
have to
German
like,
fan tickets?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
That's weird.
Well, I guess dudes would, yeah, they would lie and be like, yeah, I'm just passing through. And then they'd run in, flick everybody off, and start a fight. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Pretty fun, especially just for soccer.
Yeah, true.
It's a bunch of like hot dudes with cool haircuts running around.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of fat English dudes that all look like Phil up in the stands like, oh, fuck you fucking wanker.
Yeah, that is so funny because I can still remember going home from like basketball practice in my friend's dad's car and his dad being like, can you believe he wants to play soccer? He's a fucking foot fairy, dude. And just being
yeah,
like
dude.
Furious.
Yeah.
Now over there, it's like that's as cool as it gets. As
yeah.
cool as it gets, as tough as it gets. Did you bring a club? Can you carry like a club with you at all? Are you allowed to carry like a
like weapons?
Like a bludgeon? Yeah, like
I don't know.
Like a
I think they're pretty strict
object.
Against knives there too.
Yeah, I think you carry a blunt object in England.
Yeah,
like a pipe or a pole.
Yeah, a bit of a pipe. Go down, fight some of the Chelsea boys if need be. But yeah, the best part was Man U versus Chelsea. The Manchester United fans the whole time they're just talking shit like crazy amounts of shit. And then Man U scored first, so they were all... They do this with their hands, like a jerk-off symbol. They're like, oh, you fucking wanker. Fuck. It's great.
When the other team scores or when their team scores?
Just that's how they talk shit to each other
gotcha,
from
gotcha.
Across the stadium. And then...
They're all just jerking off.
They all air jerking off, like, fuck you. And so then Chelsea scored. So all the Chelsea fans were like, oh, fuck you, you pussies, in your fucking face. But then they looked at the replay and took it off the board. So then all the Man U fans stood back up and were like, oh, you fucking wankers. It's pretty great.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun the whole time. Went to see Chappelle. That was fucking sick.
In London?
Chappelle was performing in London.
What?
Pretty tight. Yeah,
how was
bro.
That?
Pretty sick.
Nice. A
little VIP treatment. Got to meet the dog.
Did you really?
Say no more. I'll say no more.
That's awesome,
come on,
dude.
Man. Smoking fucking...
Oh, you had to smoke
not
cigarettes?
So bad, is it? I suppose.
That's awesome.
Yeah, bro.
How was the show?
It's so funny.
Fuck.
Dude, he's like... It's crazy how funny he is.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah. Just saying whatever. Talking shit, dude.
Doing his goddamn thing.
It's good to watch. It's nice to see, dude. But then the fucking flight... Yo, the flight there, I fucking bawled out. Dude, that... Did I show you? I showed you
that.
It
was like IMAX. Dude, this shit looks crazy.
I got first class on this flight there, and it was like a bed. It was so sick. And then the flight back, I got fucked, dude.
How was going back to coach?
Not great. Not great.
Damn, you should have pissed in that bed. You're allowed to. You're allowed to, technically.
Wet the bed.
You can shit and piss in
bed.
You got
to tell the pilot. You got to knock on the cabin door and be like, I'm going to wet the bed. Can I stay with you guys?
The ride got bumpy. What else is up?
Nothing, man.
That's tight.
Oh, my God. Fucking Customs getting back JFK was... I've never, like, hell. Personal fucking hell, dude.
What, were you hot?
You get to England, it's just like a picture of you. You walk through these machines that, like, scan who you are and you leave. The United States was like, dude, it was Ellis Island. There was no separation between U.S. citizens and anybody else. There must have been a fucking plane straight from Afghanistan right before me. I was just in line with, like, dozens. It was, for real, it was Ellis Island.
Did you and O'Connor get, like, separated and have to sleep under tinfoil blankets for, like, 2 months?
Yeah, dude, he's still in a cage. O'Connor got sent down to Texas. He's in one of those blankets.
He's playing soccer on a dirt field right now.
Yeah, okay, yeah. O'Connor is down there, bro.
Dude, O'Connor.
O'Connor is down there. Dude. But yeah, I was like, it's crazy how bad. And the whole time I was like, can't wait to get back to the United States. The United States fucking rules. As soon as we touch down, I'm in JFK's customs.
Oh, this is like, 1980. Good Lord. You got it right in 1984 mode.
I was like, there was one dude. There was at one point just one guy for a line of probably like 400 people. And each person was taking about 5 minutes. Oh, just one-on-one.
Fuck.
It was crazy.
They're asking questions and shit?
Yeah.
That's usually like a five-person, five-worker operation.
Yeah.
I always used to go into those and be like real sketchy for some weird reason because I'd have like a weed gummy left over. And that's fucking hell, dude.
Yeah.
Did you ever open up your luggage at all?
From Canada to England, yeah. Because I had toothpaste. They got me.
Careful.
Yeah.
They take it?
No. Go ahead.
Damn. So we need a candidate that can fix these fucking customs, dude.
Well, I mean, customs was fine literally everywhere else. And then coming back to the United States was pretty gay.
Pretty annoying, huh?
Yeah. You get real... It's pretty easy to get racist in that line, too.
What happens?
You know, you're just looking around like, what the fuck? Why am I being treated like I'm not white?
That's the new racism now. It used to be like you would get nervous like flying around dudes in the Middle East. Now if you see like a Chinese person cough, you're like,
oh, I was thinking that too. I was like, congratulations, Asians, you're the new Arabs.
I saw that. I saw someone with the mask. I saw someone hacking up and I was like, that's going to be the new thing of like, yo, like,
yeah,
people are going to be scared.
Yeah.
Like, every time I cough, people run away.
Yeah, man. If you're Asian, you're getting pulled off. That's trouble.
I mean, dude, it sucks.
Have you been to China? It's like, no, I'm from here. It's like, have you been to fucking China, dude? Are you lying?
He picks up their toothbrush. Made in China. Explain yeah, this. Yeah. Where'd you get this from?
Yeah. That.
Or yeah. If you go into the office, dude. You could be born in San Francisco.
That's
you're
what
Asian,
I mean. Yeah.
You go into the office and you're like, I got a cold. Everyone's like,
why don't you take a year off? Wait till this virus dies down.
But yeah, that's funny. We actually have these little masks. These little surgical
masks.
Yeah,
why don't you wear these?
I'm saying.
Come on, you guys look good in these. You guys are always wearing these. Wear it, come on.
That's so funny.
Guy was wearing a mask sitting next to me at the Chelsea match. A Chelsea boy was wearing a mask during
was
the game.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was wearing the fucking katana?
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck, man?
He was probably worried about that corona.
Exactly.
That might be the only worse thing than the actual virus is having to listen to 40-year-old white dudes joke about, like, beer. Being like, I'll tell you what.
I got a bit of the coronavirus this week.
I'm
5:00.
Safe. I drank Bud Light. Again, that'll be... We can only be so lucky as to get that matchup.
I think we're getting that matchup.
Really?
I think so.
How? I mean, obviously, he's definitely linked up with, like... He's linked up with that, like, Clinton money and shit, so yeah. They'll make it happen.
He's also a moderate.
True.
And Warren and Bernie are a little... They're
extreme,
very far left.
Yeah. Dude, I would, because Trump's going
to... That's what I'm told. Trump's
going to... I'm coming on Crump.
Crump daddy, dude.
Trump's going to fucking bring up creepy Uncle Joe.
The whole time.
He's going to call him a pedophile.
And then Biden will be like, you've been accused of rape like 8 times. He's like, false.
False.
Wrong.
I mean, he's gonna duck that and crush Biden. And did you hear he got invited to Buckingham Palace?
Who?
Trump.
Sick.
He turned it down.
No.
He went, no, I'm cool. He didn't go.
Good, I like that. He's really shunning our allies, dude. Fuck yes.
No, he's pissed about Prince Andrew being a fucking pedophile.
No, that's not why.
He fucking turned it down, dude. Why else would he...
I don't know. When he goes there, they all protest.
He gets protested everywhere. Although his protest was pretty weak in New York. When he went to the UFC fight, there was like...
Yeah, there was like 12 people out there.
There was like 30 people.
It's like, get a life.
He's like, the fuck out of here. But yeah, dude, the but either way, that was I was watching the news this morning and I saw that popped up and I was like, Trump's going to fucking Buckingham. I was like, fucking traitor. To say like he declined. I was like, what?
Bro, I've been on a strong anti-British kick.
Have you?
Yeah, man. I'm researching for the history podcast. I'm going to drop on the page, dude.
You're racist against British people?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
That's what's
I
up.
Don't like the Brits.
Good.
If you're a good Catholic, dude, the history podcast is going to be tight.
Yeah, that's true. I'll get you fired
up. It's going to get you fired up, dude. Hopefully
when you
find out the atrocities that have been committed against your people, whew.
So you got a good sense of it.
I got a good sense of what happened, dude, and it's no good.
Damn.
The British were mean.
Yeah, they were fucking assholes.
They were mean guys.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I knew it. Yeah, they were fucking really bad.
Yeah.
They were racist against other white people.
The stuff they did to Ireland was, like, wild.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it'll get you into the mentality of, well, you know, the Irish had it pretty bad, too, which is a dangerous place to be.
Hey, why is that so dangerous to be?
I don't know. I thought about it a lot when it's, like, when you say, like, the Irish are slaves, too.
Yeah.
Or were. It's, like... Yeah, but not in America, which is where we are, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, black people are still existing under the same government that did that to them.
Sure.
Irish in America are not.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big...
This is, like, Irish people's France.
Yeah.
The United States is, like, Irish people living in France.
Yes.
There's, like, a black guy who's living in France. It'd be like, oh, it's not the same. And, you know,
yeah, yeah,
chill.
Yeah. Be like, we got rid of it 40 years before them.
Yeah.
So, shut up.
It's a fair assessment. But it is weird, because if you even bring up the fact, like, oh, Irish people kind of got fucked, people are like, hush.
Well, that's, yeah. It's weird that everybody identifies now as, like, through your ancestry's victimhood, yet no one studies history.
Nobody, dude.
So, like, everybody's like, I'm a POC, actually. And it's like, well, your people did some horrific shit, too. What are you talking about?
Why do we start the clock at a convenient time? I never have gotten a good answer for that. Why is the moral clock started at such a convenient time? And you can do it. You can fully explain United States, like what's going on in the United States through colonialism and all that stuff. But to not add the extra, like, oh, and by the way, like, in a greater scope of history, this was like an ongoing wave of imperialism. Not to be like, this started, and then colonialists, like, gave non-white people the idea of oppression and showed them how to oppress. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's PhD level papers pushing that through and being like, well, obviously the people who weren't, the people in South America who had been sacrificing virgins
learned how
to rape through colonizers. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get the dogs.
No, but once, like, if you do any... And all I've looked into was the Irish during the potato famine and all that shit. And it's like, bro, we talked about a little of that fucking professor you called. He had it coming, dude. The British were bad boys during that.
I might roll up.
You should.
I might fucking skirt
that
up.
That could be
on
site on that guy.
Oh, it's definitely on site, dude.
I mean, yeah, it's like.
Why would that guy do, why, what, like.
I don't know. I don't know what the point of that is. Like,
I think
I'm reading it. I'm reading stuff about it now. It's like. We've talked about it before where, like, the potatoes went bad.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, there were still grains, but the English were taking them back to England.
Yeah.
Like, guarded food stocks with armies and was like, you can't have this. Then they set up soup kitchens. And, like, the only way you can get soup is if you admit you're Protestant. So you had to deny God, your God, to be able to eat. And then, so, like, it'd be called, like, taking the soup. If you took the soup, you were a piece of shit, dude.
Really?
Better not take the soup, dude.
What?
Yeah, and, like, it's also funny,
also,
too.
Can
when,
you
like,
take the soup and be, like, fingers crossed?
Yeah,
I mean, you're fucking with a nation heavy with leprechaun tricks.
True.
It's probably like, if I stick my tongue between my teeth.
Yeah, they only respond.
The devil never shall say a lie.
Only respond in riddles. Like, do you deny Catholicism? Does your mom have her turn? What? It's yes or no. Is the orange cross red or far? But,
Oh my God.
It's like, what they did was fucking nutty for centuries. Just like, it was illegal to, like, speak Gaelic. Like, you couldn't speak the language. You couldn't be the religion. Mm-hmm. You couldn't play Irish sports. You couldn't sing Irish songs. It was all punishable by, like, jail.
Is that true where the Irish jig came from, where they would do the fucking the foot dances? Because if the English came by and saw them having fun or, like, practicing their traditional dance, they would stop them?
No, I don't know.
Someone told me that's where they would sit in bars like this and then just do little weird footwork.
No, I don't know. That's funny.
They would get happy feet. But the, yeah, that shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah. A lot of it. It's like, why? And then, like, it's funny to read, there's stuff like Frederick Douglass came over and was like, you guys, this is just as bad.
This is fucked.
Like, from Frederick Douglass was like, this is worse.
Yeah, but they never go that far. They'll be like, well, yeah, of course he thought it was bad. But you know what? They'll just be like, that's besides the point. They'll start questioning, like, why do you need to bring this up? And it's like, maybe grand perspective.
Maybe you guys are, like, always bringing it up? And I don't mean black people always bring up slavery. I mean honkies.
No, this is honkies.
This is always against the honkies.
I'm fully racist against white people with, like, purple and blue fucking ponytails and hombres. I see them and I go, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I see them and I'm like, oh, they hate me.
Yeah, I see them and I'm like, what the fuck is it? You know, what's going to happen now? I'm fully prejudiced against young women who dye the, like, latter portion of their hair purple, blue, green.
True.
Pink.
They're dangerous.
I see them and I go, fuck.
They're dangerous.
I instantly prejudge them and I'm like, I don't like that person. They don't like me.
True.
It's on fucking sight. Is what it is.
Yo, at that show in Harrisburg I did with Creeps with Kids, one of the production, like, the audio ladies had a pink bowl cut. And I was just like, oof, I hope she doesn't see my set.
Dude, yeah.
She's going to fucking write about it.
Gives me the jeebies, dude.
They do give out the heebie-jeebies. They are mean.
They are.
But
fucking nasty.
Maybe not. Almost always.
Yeah. I mean, of course,
it's fair to say.
Again, there's exceptions to every group.
True. There's some bad babies, though, with that haircut. Decent babies. But if she's thick, that's where it gets. If it's like a hardy lady with that haircut, then it's dangerous.
True.
Then you could be running into some trouble.
I literally, like, if I'm like, real careful about being on my phone. If I'm, like, riding the train or something and I see some, like, purple, I'm like,
don't.
I'm not
going to
get caught. Dude, if they catch you on Reddit, they call the cops. I'm like, dude, I have a fucking school shooter. I have a guy school shooter.
Yeah. Well, they were right about you.
What?
If they caught you looking at it.
What, Reddit?
They'd be like, oh, that guy's probably racist. And then they'd Google who you are and be like, yep, called it.